We'll kick it off, though, with the 2017 cycling season, which has kicked off early, as it always does, actually, in January, but actually finishes earlier than normal due to the fact that it was going to clash with the Australian National Championships up in Buninyong between the 4th and the 8th of January, which, of course, is tomorrow. So the final day of the Mitchelton Bay Cycling Classic, or the Bay Crits, as they're also known, is today at Williamstown. And to tell us more about it, we say a very good morning to race organiser John Trevorrow. G'day, John.
Morning, Tony.
Mate, always comes around too quickly, does it, the Bay Crits? Just seems like we were talking about it yesterday.
Yes, look, unfortunately, only 3 days this year, but, gee, it's been fantastic racing. Thrills and spills, as they say. And it's going to be a nice day down here at Williamstown, about 21, 22 degrees. I think it's going to fine up, and we normally get a huge crowd down here. So anyone who's listening and in the region, get down to Williamstown. It all starts at 11 o'clock with some of the support races, with the elite women on at one and the elite men on at two.
Having been down the last few years, of course, we've been doing an outside broadcast from down there for the last few years, and seeing the speed that these guys and girls get to in this short little 900-metre square circuit, and which includes roundabouts, is just... And the roundabout is probably the most dangerous part of the track, isn't it?
Yes, especially if we have had a little bit of drizzle a couple of times, and it gets quite interesting if that happens, but I don't think we'll get that today. It does. It takes the pace off. They have had a couple of falls on there, but yeah, look, it's a wonderful course here, and criterium racing, sort of a bit of a mixture, like a crossover between road racing and track racing, because you see them regularly, and we have the road stars here, so yeah, it should be a great finale.
All right, John, tell us about this boy from England, Ian Bibby, who of course is the leader at the moment, and he's an interesting character. He came over here full of, only landed on Boxing Day, didn't he? Only gave himself 3 or 4 days preparation.
Yes, yeah. Well, it's been boxing, all right. There's been people boxing around him.
he's doing a Stephen Bradbury, isn't he?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Look, day one, Caleb Ewan flew into the last corner. He gets around and he wins. And then he went down and took out the second and third favourites in the bike race, you know, in Scotty Sunderland, who's a great sprinter, and Britton Jones. So they were the three favourites. They all went down. Ian Bibby was actually doing a lead out for his teammate in Britton Jones. He finished his job. He thought suddenly they announced, oh, I better keep going. And he won the stage. So that put him into the lead. But yesterday he was fantastic. He finished second. He wasn't worried about Hepburn, who rode away from them. There was a tactical battle going on. And unfortunately, Jesse Terrison, riding for Ice Away Sports, the two of them coming into the just coming towards the bell lap, Jesse lost it on a corner and went down, and they were going to have a great battle for second place. And it would have been nothing. They probably would have been dead even today. But now Ian Bibby has a lead of 6 points over compatriot Matthew Gibson, who's riding for another team, although they're both connected. So they were virtually teammates. With Hepburn the only outsider who had a chance, Hepburn would have to win today, and Bibby would have to virtually fall off and get no points for Hepburn to beat him. So that's really well done and dusted. But the women's is a different story altogether.
Yeah.
Amanda Spratt was amazing yesterday. I mean, she just cleared out, almost lapped them. Now she's only 2 points behind the Italian Scandalara, who they used to be teammates on Orica.
Okay.
But now Valentina's joined their LA racing team. And so they're fierce rivals, the Italian and the Aussie. And today, yesterday, the Orica Scott women's team were sensational. They finished 1-2-3, dominated the race. Today, Scandalara cannot let that happen. There's only 2 points. She has to be right on Spratt's wheel all the way. But they can't forget about Peter Mullins, who's still capable of winning. She's on another team again, the Hagens-Bearman Super Mint, I think they're called, from the US. So a very interesting race there today.
Charlie, one interesting one, as you read through the classifications in today's paper, fourth in the women's is a lady called Shannon Melseed, Victorian girl who races with no team. It must be pretty tough to go into a criterium without the support of teammates.
Yes, well, there's some elite teams, there's some great teams in the women's race, but there's individual riders as well. So, Yes, obviously a few of those teams are wishing they had have got her in. She actually goes very, very well.
She certainly does, and that's one of the advantages I think that Ian Bibby has now is that his teammates can surround him and help him get through this final stage in Williamstown and become the first international to win the Mitchelton Bay Classic for a while, I would have thought, John.
Yeah, the first one, look, it's, I started this race in 1989, and the first winner was from Austria, if I remember rightly. We haven't had many international winners since. We've had quite a few rides.
Yeah.
Criteriums, you know, Australians have always produced the best criterium riders. Robin McKeown was the best in the world. Caleb Ewan's probably the best in the world now at criterium. So we do really go well in this type of event. It's a mixture of our great track background too, I think it's a bit of that. But you know, the Bay Crits, as they're officially known, are recognised as the world's fastest criteriums. They are quick. So people should get down here today.
No, they certainly should, no doubt about it. And you'll get to see some amazing cycling racing. You may not have seen... And it's not the Tour de France. I mean, you're not going to see, you know, the slow hill climbs and all that. What you're going to see is just absolute pure speed and excitement. That's what this is all about.
Yes, Tony. But, you know, it's the start of the summer of cycling.
It is.
And so we've got this wonderful month, just over a month of you know, of international standards. So, as you mentioned, the national start on Wednesday, so that's tomorrow, and our company GDR Events are actually producing that as well. So all our crew are back up there tomorrow and setting it all up for the criterium in the heart of Ballarat. In Sturt Street tomorrow night. Fantastic criterium circuit there too, up and down Sturt Street.
Yep.
And then for people who want to get really involved, so you've got the time trials then on Thursday, and then on Saturday is the tough Buninyong circuit, which is, you know, one of the world-class. And it's a bit like a Tour de France stage on the weekend, especially on the Sunday with the women's and the men's. They line up the big hill there. It's just like a Tour de France stage with people and marquees and barbecue.
Yeah.
But on the Saturday, there's a wonderful opportunity for the Grand Fondo. So you can jump in right on the closed roads, race against your own age group. You don't have to be a club member or anything, or just have the fun of riding around that circuit that the stars are going to ride on later on.
And then, of course, the Tour Down Under, the Cadell Evans Great Ocean Road Race, the Herald Sun Tour, all part of what should be another massive summer of cycling. John, thanks for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it. We'll catch up again soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, Tony.
John Trevorrow joining us here, race organiser for the Bay Crits, the Mitchelton Bay Classic.